The following is a presentation of the High Spot Podcast.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
If I can be serious for a minute, without being interrupted.
Excuse me!
What? What?
The measuring stick just changed around here, buddy. You're looking at it.
We don't just set the bar.
We are the bar.
Making their way to the ring, talking about the world of professional wrestling, the team of Jeff Martin and the trendsetter, Brian Perga, the Jersey Wrecking Crew.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You guys are listening to the High Spot Podcast, Adventures with the Trendsetter. I am Brian Berger, your host. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Greatly appreciate it. And I could have ended it on a better note with this guest here particularly. I'm interviewing and speaking to none other than Hall of Famer, legend in my mind, Miss Tara Patrick, guys. If you guys want to follow Tara Patrick and find out more about her, you can obviously follow her on social media. You know, follow her on Twitter at Tara1Patrick, or you can visit TaraPatrick.com as well. You know, somebody who debuted in 1999, retired in 2008, and still is making an impact in this business, and still, you know, beautiful, gorgeous as ever. But also, in terms of talking with her, what was so cool about it, when you guys will listen to it during the interview, is that, you know, just her relevancy in terms of her keeping her brand still up and going now that she's not shooting consistently, and whatever she is shooting, it's really more exclusively for her own content. It's her own content for her websites, and people that want to, you know, subscribe to her website, or people that want to, you know, go on Snapchat on her and be those fans and get that exclusive content from her. So, savvy woman, intelligent, business smart, and ultimately kind of has it all together now, and is enjoying the fruits of her labor. I mean, she lives in Italy, for God's sake, now. Comes over to New Jersey for these adult expos, or whatever you want to call them, conventions. And the crowd couldn't be happier to see her. I was definitely elated to see her, too. So, you know, guys, I thank you guys so much for supporting my time at Exotica. I mean, you guys can not only listen to this audio, you guys can listen to this audio on iTunes, leave a review, leave a 5-star rating. You guys can obviously listen to it on SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean. You can listen to it on the networks that we're very proud to be a part of, Cheap Pops Podcast Network, The Shining Wizards, and People's Player Radio. But you also can listen to us on our new YouTube channel, which, you know, you type in the word YouTube channel, you'll see this mini series, which is called Adventures with the Trendsetter. You also see the interviews you do with all the people in the world of professional wrestling. And if you guys want to follow us on a consistent level as we post every week, as we always do for the High Spot Podcast, you know, you guys can like us on Facebook. You guys can follow us on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and visit our website, highspotpodcast.com. So guys, please join the crew, be a member, hit that subscribe button on YouTube, and definitely be a part of this, because, you know, we have a lot more ideas and projects coming up in the year 2018, and can't wait to do it. I know I've kind of delayed and used excuses like, oh, I'm busy, I'm working, I'm doing this, I'm so tired, or, you know, as you can hear, I'm a little bit under the weather. Doesn't matter, no more excuses. Got to get that content out there so you guys can listen to it and give us your feedback, because, you know, as I said, as I usually say towards the tail end of these episodes, we do it all for you, the crew. It's true. We do it all for you guys, the crew. It's not just a catchy title or saying that we try to do. It really means a lot to us that you guys give us support. So, guys, without further ado, here it is, my interview, closing out my adventures in Edison, New Jersey for Exotica back in November, with none other than, to me, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the lovely and talented Miss Tara Patrick. Enjoy. All right, the Trendsetter here at Exotica 2017 in Edison, New Jersey. First time here for me. I've been to WrestleMania, I've been to WrestleCon, and nothing quite like this, but the same atmosphere, same feel. I'm here with a Hall of Famer, legend in my opinion, Miss Tara Patrick. Tara, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk to us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
First question I need to ask you right now is, what are your thoughts on the whole Justice League movie coming out right now? Are you looking forward to it? Are you not looking forward to it? What's your thoughts on it right now?
Absolutely looking forward to it. I was actually today buying my Christmas ornaments, and I'm going to do a Marvel Christmas tree. I'm a huge fan of The Punisher, and I do a lot of Comic-Con shows. I live in Italy, actually, right now. And
so badly want to go to Italy.
It's amazing. Of course, you have to go, but they're not really into the Comic-Con culture yet. Like, there hasn't been a Comic-Con. And so, anyway, but back to, yes, I'm very excited for Justice League.
Don't worry about it. I know your heart's in Italy right now.
No, but I tend to have conversational Tourette's. I bounce around a lot.
That's fine. Me too.
But, no, I'm looking forward to the movie. And, yes, I'm going to do a half Star Wars, half Marvel character Christmas tree.
Speaking of Star Wars, what do you think about the trailer for The Last Jedi?
You know, I haven't seen it. I'll be honest with you. What? No, I have not. Okay. And although...
What do you think is going to happen, though? The title kind of gives me a feeling for me that this might be the last time we see Luke Skywalker.
I hope not.
I hope not, but I got that feeling, though.
That's a bad feeling. I hope not.
Were you depressed when Han Solo got killed?
Oh, God, yes. And you know, the crazy thing is...
And Harrison Ford wanted to do it for so long. He wanted to kill his character off. He finally did it.
Yeah,
no. It broke your heart, though, right?
It broke my heart. And you know, funny enough, today I was having a conversation. I went to the Menlo Park Mall here in Edison.
Nice mall in Jersey.
I was shopping, actually, for Sophia, my daughter. She's six. And, We were laughing about how we were crying over Groot dying. Like, we were talking about the last time we were really emotional over a movie. And I told her when Guardians came out and the scene where Groot, I was bawling in the theater. And I said, this is so strange. But yeah, I was very emotional
over that. A lot of people joke about that. For example, we follow pro wrestling, and there's something about a great match and watching a great storyline in professional wrestling that you can't help but cry, because we all get emotionally invested in a wrestling match to a movie. You get emotionally invested into that character, and so there's a great resemblance there too. I want to ask you real quick about the business.
But talking about wrestling, which is funny, I'll tell you, I watched it when it was WWF.
Yes, and then they got the F out, basically.
And they got the F out, and the funny thing is we were talking about this today, because in Italy, the region that I live in, Veneto, there's finally WWE's coming. They're doing some live matches, so I'm going to go just out of curiosity to see how Italians react to this.
I would say when it comes
to... it's going
to
be fucking awesome.
From my experience, Tara, and this is me, your first time going to a WWE live event.
Yes, and in Italy.
Take your daughter. It is family friendly.
Oh, good.
And it's exciting, and it's a live event too, so it becomes more exciting. The crowd's more involved in it, so I would definitely recommend going. Free plug WWE right there.
Yeah, I love that it's going to be in Italy, and I think it's just going to be a whole different atmosphere.
It's a combination of athleticism and storytelling.
Or storytelling.
Exactly.
That's what I loved about when it was WWF. Like you're saying, I related so much to Andre the Giant. I could think of all
Who's your favorite?
Back then.
Is it Andre or somebody else? Hulk Hogan?
You know who I liked? Ravishing Rick Rude.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, there's some... And of course...
He made it into the Hall of Fame last year.
Yeah.
So, yes. It was great. And especially when you had the ladies get his attention.
Yeah, no, and Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, yes.
Many.
We actually interviewed him in our last episode, so he's a really good guy, too. Had that sense, that laugh you couldn't forget, though, right? Exactly, just like that. Everybody has a price for Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
But about the business, believe it or not, I have my conversation with my co-host, Jeff, about the comparison between the adult film industry and pro wrestling. You can kind of compare it to anything, because it's as competitive as it can ever be right now, especially with social media being as popular as it is.
Sure.
Going back to when you were in the business, is it as competitive and cutthroat as people might think? Because in pro wrestling, everybody's trying to push everybody out for their spot. Is it kind of like that in the adult film industry? Well,
I would say yes and no. No, because the difference in adults that is probably shocking but not so shocking is that you're not competing for such a stature. You know, the glory days of porn are really gone. There's not millions of dollars at stake. So girls kind of don't really have that...
killer instinct?
That killer instinct. I mean, you know, back, like I said, I mean, I'm here 16 years later. I've done the first Exotica show. For me, the most important part of having longevity in the business, I don't even know how many followers I have. I'm not verified. I could honestly give a fuck. My bank account, the longevity that I've had in the business is worth a lot more than millions of followers. Because I can honestly tell you, a lot of these girls that have millions of followers, they don't have any business sense. So to me, I'd rather exist off of social media, but have I still have the name. I have my brand, and that's more important to me.
That's what I wanted to ask you too about.
You know, I mean, I don't know. So I don't get the whole social media thing. It's really not me. People know my name. I live halfway around the world, and I still function in this business at the top. So, and I don't need a million followers to do that. So I kind of think that everyone has their own strategy, but mine didn't. I don't know, not having all the followers hasn't really hurt me or made a difference, I guess. I don't know.
No, I completely understand your point of view.
I'm old school. I don't know. I connect with my fans and make money on a different level.
And that's what I wanted to get to. When you come to events like this, this is your first go-round. It's my first go-round for me, but I can relate it to, you know, WrestleCon and WrestleMania Access, where the fans can actually come see the wrestlers or see the talent like you, for example, and say, thank you, I appreciate you. Chat a little bit, get more of that personal feeling touch. When you come to events like this, what do you take away from it? I mean, do you sometimes sit back because you have a huge following, you have a huge name, a lot of people know who you are. Is it sometimes you sit back and wonder, wow, I'm just a normal person doing this?
Sure.
Does it ever hit you that way?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm very close to the organizers of this show. I was just talking with, doing another interview and saying that my webmaster, my website, the novelty company, most of the companies that I started with, I'm still with. We're in business together. I mean, this has been a long-term thing for me. I mean, Jenna Hayes and I are signing next to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of new girls, but a lot of us that have had, you know, you have to stay in touch with your fans. And very important, something really important, you know, I guess that you could compare to wrestling, is that this job, physically, you have to look and maintain how you look.
It's also besides the look, it's very physical and demanding. Most people think doing a scene is something simplistic. So many variables that go into it. That's why I have so much respect for you. First of all, you're very professional. You're very down to earth. I think that's why you have such a huge following, in my opinion. And thank you so much for this. Real quick, though. Marvel or DC?
Marvel all the way.
Do you think DC's trying to catch up to Marvel right now?
I think they are, but I will tell you what I can't be that biased, but I will say Marvel to me has very deep, I don't know, they're just a little bit deeper, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just that I always tend to go with the antagonist. Some of the characters I like are really, really dark, so.
Yeah, they have more layers to them. You won the Punisher remake. Who would you have as the Punisher? If you could cast them, who would you cast as the Punisher?
I would be curious to see Tom Hardy. I like Tom Hardy. I'm a fan of his.
Actually going to be in Venom.
Yeah. There's, I don't know. I'd have to think about that because I actually don't think any of the Punisher movies were good. So.
Well, I actually like the first one too a bit. But Tara, thank you so much. Before we go, I must say, I've done this. It's an exclusive thing that I do here. Not for many, but I'll do it for you because of who you are. We have a thing on our show where we put the fingers up like this.
What does that mean?
It's basically a sign of being part of the elite group called the Crew.
Oh,
so
okay.
Touching the fingers right there now is official from the Jersey Red Crew and the High Spot Podcast. You
I'm
are officially
not up any signs.
No, you're not. You're officially now a member of the Crew, which means that us, the Jersey Red Crew, my tag team partner Martin, we will follow you. We will be behind you. And we will always have your back. So thank you so much. And that was Miss Tara Patrick, guys. If you want to follow her on Twitter, on social media, follow her at Tara1Patrick. Also, you guys can visit her website, TaraPatrick.com. As I said in the beginning of this episode, that I couldn't have imagined a better person to end my whole journey at Exotica with than Tara Patrick. Someone who I've admired her for a long time, known who she is. And to see not only what she's accomplished in the world of the adult film industry, but what I got most out of it was to see where she is in her life now and to see how she's enjoying the fruits of her labor. To me, at least, that's very inspiring because it gives me the feeling that, yes, it is possible. And you look at all the hard work that she did and how it paid off for now. You know, everybody's different, so it's not saying that, oh, if I do the exact same thing, the same end result's going to happen. But it's nice to know that hard work does pay off for certain individuals. And what Jeff and I are doing, especially myself here with this little mini-series, Adventures with the Trendsetter, you can only hope and pray and believe that all the hard work that Jeff and I do, that you guys, the crew, listen to and support and follow, will pay itself off. We all will enjoy the fruits of our labor as well. So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate you guys following my time
at Exotica in Edison, New Jersey, and finishing it off with Tara Patrick. Special thanks goes out to her, and hopefully she does get a chance to visit some WWE events. And I know the episode's a little bit late. We talked about, you know, Star Wars, we talked about the Justice League and things like that, but still, as much as it is dated, it's still pretty relevant in terms of the other stuff we talk about during the interview. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you follow us, the High Spot Podcast, and everything we do, especially this mini-series we have as well. Next time you hear it will be ABN content, so guys, stay tuned as we post that out a little bit later on. So guys, hope you enjoyed it, hope you'll continue listening to it, because what we do here, like I said it before, is for you, the crew.